ويعني ده الميمو متبايز around 8 lines before the Mishnah بجام غين أيسا كإلو هي شفخة نمكرس. So the Mishnah says, how do we figure out the hezek of Pagam? If she be a shivcha nimkeres, kama hoisa yofe als psule, the kama hi yofe als baula. So the Gemara says, heichi shamin lo, how do you shut up? Oma avua de shmuel, I'm den kama oda reitza liten ben shivcha psula le shivcha baula. The difference in her value, her market value, how much a person would give for a shivcha psula or a shivcha ba'ula. So the Gemara asks, l'shamshay, if he wants a shivcha to be mishamishim, shivcha ba'ula l'shamshay menafkelay mine, what is the difference if she's a ba'ula or not? Why does this lower her market value if she's a ba'ula? So the Gemara says, l'asiyo la'avdoy. No, he wants to purchase a shivche to marry her off to Zevet Nani. So memele, so then there's a difference between a besula and a ba'ula. This is Ishus. This is Nisuin. Ula avdoi may nafke leimino. So the Gemara asks, what's the difference to the odaim? If she's a besula or ba'ula, the sole purpose or the sole gain that he's going to get from this, he's going to get vladis. So what's the chilek if she's a psulas, if she's a ba'ule? To tell for vladis, a ba'ule is better. Any isha misaberes mi bir reshaine. So where is there a yisrain in that she's a psula? So the Gemara answers, be'eved sheyesh lo l'rabbi koiras ruach heimenu. We're speaking about an Eved that the Odoim has a Nachas Ruach from his Anhogis. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, May nafkelei l'chol Odoim bebe'ilosa imbulei oil umloche kayemes, kaime. She's only being purchased for meloche. Ula avdei may nafkelei l'mori mino imbu'ulohi mikopid morei. The Ella Sheyela and Vladis, they should have Vladis. So what difference is it that she's a Ba'ula? So the Gemara answers, Kairas Ruach, Shezoyer Bavaidosai. He possesses an Evet Nani, that's Zoyer Bavaidosai. Kairas Ruach, Zakrashi, Shezoyer Bavaidosai. He has an Evet who's very careful in the avdis. Vafu reitze lasish loy nachas ruach. Latimoy tam besula. So, how can you pay up an evet? We're speaking about an amadim lechamer. So, for a chamer, you have to give a machel, a chamer in the summer you have to give. So he wants to show how he appreciates it. Now, by an Eved Mestamah, the Gemara says, Zilalai, Pritzalai, so Mestamah, he never had an opportunity to be Boyal Apsula. That's how it would seem. Lasislai Nachas Ruach, Latimoi Tam Besula, some Mele. So there is a Yisrain Shavyas of a Psula over a Ba'ula if, for such a Tzairach. That's how it would seem from Rashi. Kama, let us see Taisis. Kama odam reitza litain lohosi la'avdoi. Taima, de mashume hizu, v'chi isha cheshuva, mimishpacha gdoila eina nifsedes bifkoma, Ela shava shivcha haniseis le'evet. V'yeshleime d'chalisha shomen l'fi ma'ashehi. B'inyin zeh kamodam reitzalitain b'msula le'bu'ulo. Lahasi la'avdi isha kazois hanivgema.
But the Nokat Shivchuch, the Milsa Nokat, the Ein Derech Lasi La Abdoi Bas Meloch. So from Taisvis, the Bichas Avraham is Mavaya Taisvis. But Taisvis learns the Chshivis of a Psula over Be'ule is not only for the Be'ila Rishayne. A Psula has a Chshivis. A Psula has that gufe is a chshivis of a psula. So if it's a chshivis, how Taisvis says, so there's other things also to take into consideration. She's a miyucheses. She's a bas melochem. The Yam Sheshleime says, Lefi Yofya, that all this goes into consideration. So that means that everything that she had Gvaldike Mailas, Mikamat Tzdodim, and now she was Nivgam. So we have to imagine how much her market value would be Nivchas. And there is a tzairach, that means all these milas that this woman has and lost, it takes off her market value. If Rashi also learned like that, Rashi tam psula could be Rashi means only that the cheshbon of abila rishayne to be bail psula. Maybe Rashi also learns like Taisvis. Chshivis of Apsula. So if you go with Chshivis, there's other Chshivis and also involved. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Kol mokim sheyesh mecher en knas. When a father is able to sell his daughter in that tkufa of her life, en knas, then there's no chiyuv knas. Kol mokim sheyesh knas en mecher. When the father is a schus to get knas, or when there is a din of tashlum en knas, then the father doesn't have any schus to sell. Ktana yesh lo mecha ve'ein lo knas. Nara yesh lo knas ve'ein lo mecha. Abegres ein lo loy mecha ve'loy knas. There's a pshashita mekabetzes in the beginning of Eilu Naris that Lamaisa the Gemara is going to say that Rameir is a drosha that the chi of knas is only by a naira, not by a ktana. Fine. So, but this whole formula that he says is l'cheira not necessary when there's mech. I mean, it is that way. A naira you can't sell, but the formula is, it seems he's telling us a formula. He's telling us a pscheshbeinus. If there's mecher, there's no knas. If there's knas, there's no mecher. So the Shin Megabetzer says, Milse betayme koma, dekivin sheyesh lo mecher, verashoy ovia lemoicho leshifchus. That means in this matzev, she can be sold leshifchus. Lahochi ain't lo knas. That's why there's no knas. That's a reason, Take. Davalei shivcha v'shivcha ein laknas. V'chol mokim sheyesh laknas, tarei hi sholta benavsho. Upogmeso, with his manisa, avipgam, upogmosa avipgam, me'ata ein lomecha. So it seems that the knas is for that what he was pogimor, and Kozman, she's a ktane, and she can be sold for shivcha, so me'mele. He says, Rameya saying it was a time of the crow. Komokim sheyesh mecha lo'ov bebitoi dahainu bekatnuso ein loibo knas ten knas liktano. Kol Rashi would seem that that's the reason. It's only we should remember the aloch. The ain't knas liktano.
Kamokrishesh knas,
if an Oma Ivriya goes out, regardless, besimonim, about the gewiss, it's mafkia, a mecher that was kvachal, about the gewiss, he doesn't have a koyach limocho. Oma Rav Yudha Marav, so divrei ramei, avachachomim oimrim, yesh loknas, bimokim mecher. Chomim hold that this knas, even though we could sell it, this knas by a ktana. The sign you will learn to nabaraisa. Ktana mi bas yoim echod vat shetovi shtei saris yesh lo mecher ve'ein lo knas. This is Rameya. Mi shetovi shtei saris hat sheti boger yesh lo knas ve'ein lo mecher. Dibre Rameya. Sheir mei roi me komokim sheyesh mecher ein knas. Komokim sheyesh knas ein mecher. Chachomim ha'imrim, chachomim say ktano mibas gimul shonim v'yim echot va'ad sheti boger yesh lo knas. So the Gemara says knas in mecheloi eime af knas b'mokim mecha. I agree with you what you said till now, but there's also knas b'mokim mecha. Let us see Rashi. Zu divrei Rav Meir, the Omar ein knas l'ktano. Our mission is going according to Rameya. The Chacham say that there's a knas mi bas gimul shonim, she biyoso biyo, ve ein bisuleo chayzren. Now, lule de mistafine, I would say that this Rashi is l'shitosai. We had mentioned yesterday, there's a machloikis Rashi in Taisvis, if a boiler shall like a dark of the Zachi of Knas, and Taisus brings down in Yevomis, the Drash in Sanhedrin says, you're only Chayev when there's Hashoris Psulim. Only a bi of Hashoris Psulim is Machayev Knas, and therefore shall like a dark of the Zachi of Knas, Tachmaro, also Rashi holds his Zachi of Knas, need a bi of Hashoris Psulim. So Dachme Rashi, Lishitosa, you're saying, after Gimel Shonim, why is there a Chiyav Knas? So Rashi says, there's two factors that we have after Gimel Shonim. Factor number one, Shebiyosa Biya. It's a Biya. And factor number two, Ve'ein Besuleh Chayzrim. That means if it would be Besuleh Chayzrim, so it comes out that when he was Ma'anah, so he wasn't Meisha Besuleh, because there'll be Chayzer. So Memele, there wouldn't be a Chiyav Knas. So that's why Rashi has to say, after Gimel Shonim, there's two Tanoim. Could be Rashi, Lishitosa, you're saying, the Ve'ein, Ve'ein B'Suleh Chayzrim. Mecha Eloi B'tmiya, Av Knas B'moki Mecha. V'shetayru Yilabiyah, Ad Shetov Ishtay Saris, Hava Tavayu. M'shevi'yo Saris, Ad Shetibogo. Knas V'loi Mecha. Zog the Gemara. Omar Rav Chisda, my time with the Rameya. What is the time of Rameya? Omar Kro. V'loi siya le'ishe, b'mahava atzmo akosuv medaba. The posik of Knas is speaking about an ishe that's b'koyach lahava ishes atzmo. She's a bas kedushin. Let us see Rashi. My time with Rameya, the Omar Ktana, ain't lo Knas. The Omar Kro gabi Knas. V'loi siya le'ishe, b'mahava atzma, b'mi sheyesh biyodo lahaknois atzma le'ishus akosov medaba. The posik is talking about someone who's b'koyich lahaknois atzma. And lahaknois atzma le'ishus, siya le'ish, that means she's participating in the hakno of ishus. And the Ktan is a lav bas das, so memele, so there's no chi of knas. So lechere, dachsach me according to Rameya, so lechere ashoite nacharshes, also there shouldn't be a chi of knas. It's not a miyat in Ktane, it's a miyat in bas das. And then I thought, lechere, it's enough in a gemore. The Gemara says, the Gemara Daf Lamed Vov Medalev says, the Gemara asks him, Sastir, just to go, Islandess ain lo loy knas veloy pitoy. An islandess doesn't have knas veloy pitoy, and this is going according to Rab Meir, because an islandess is not an Ira, she's, you make katnusa yotzus ala boga. So this is Rab Meir. You need a ktan that is not knas, only an Ira. The Reminu, acharshes vashayte vailanis yeshlam knas yeshlam tainis psule. Someone says, "Well, my room yohorame yohorabonim." But al kaponim, it seems when the rabbonon wanted to say that an islandess has knas. So what does that mean? You don't need naira. So they put in this gather charshes and shayte. So that means that's their machloikis. You say you need a bas das. We disagree with you. An island is yesh lo knas, a shayte yesh lo knas, a chash is yesh lo knas. It could be that it's not a vote of King Ktane, it's a vote in Bastas. Yeah. Zog the Gemara weiter. So that's the svara of Rab Meir. The Rabbonon, what is the svara of the Rabbonon? The Rabbonon say that that by a ktana there is a knas. Omer ish lokish, omer akro, nar. It says in the posik, the kri is naro, but the naro is not spelled completely. It's without a hey. So it's coming, so since it's not spelled complete, this comes to us, even though she's not a nar, she's a ktano, there's also knas. He says, naro chosach hei, afilu ktano b'mashme. Shoma rapope bereid ravchonon mi beikluchitz. So rapope heard this from Reish Lakish, that the Reish Lakish had a shtik teire, that whenever it says naira choser hey, it's coming to be marba ktane. Ozol omro kami de Rav Shimi Barashi, she told over this memory of Reish Lakish to Rav Shimi Barashi. Omalei, atun ahomas nisulo, you heard this memory of Reish Lakish, and the Chachomim hold this knas by a ktana because it says naira choser hey. We heard the Reish Lakish's memra on another halacha. Omer Reish Lakish hamoitzi shemra ala ktano pota. Shenema, if he's hamoitzi shemra ala ktano pota, shenema venosnu lavi hanayro, naira molei dibarakosub. So here it says naira with a hey. So memela, so here you need a naira tak, not a ktana. So we see that's Reish Lakish's yisoid. That wherever it says naira with a hay, it means dafka gdoila, naira without a hay, it's huadin a ktana. Maskiv lo rav ade barave, taime de kosov rachmono naira. So what's on Reish Lakish? Because it says naira with a hay, that's how we know that the parsha of Meitzi Shemra is speaking about a gedoyla. Halav hochi, but without a yavamina, a filoktana. Voksiv, the parsha has to be speaking about a gedoyla. It says, remember, so yadova, haza, lenimtsu besulim lenayro, veitziu es hanayro, peser beisavi, es kolua. It says, if it's true that she was mezani, give her skila, ktana labasainchini. So kochach is speaking about a gedoyla. So why do you have to have this limud of naira, shleima mashme, it's more like naira, the naira mole diberakosov. So the Gemara says, now this is pshat in Reish Lakish, elakan naira, here, you need a mamish a gedoyla, a kolmokim shenema naira, Chosarei efeluk tano b'mashme. We'll see in Rash exactly what the Gemara's teretz is. Zog the Gemara. Aho masnisu lo lohoder Reish Lakish, doma kamokim shnichtav naro b'loi hei, bekrine naro lo lamid alak tano bo. I learned it on a different parsha. Shemra lemitzos levit chopsulim. Potter, the va'onshu oisei meya kesef, v'nosnu lavia naira moleksit. There it says that the knas of nara marosa by Beit Shemra, she has to be a gedolah. So the Gemara says, I know she has to be a gedolah without the naira. Elakan naira, haydach siv nara mole, lav legiluye oleos. Not to say that the parsha is speaking about a gedolah. I know that. It says it's kalua. Elakol mokim shenema naira choso. Elo, al kol mokim shenema naira choso. It's coming to tell us wherever it says naira choso. The yal of hochi. Kan shiyev she'elo b'nairo, since here the parsha can only be speaking about a gedoylo. Ksiv nara mole. That's why it says nara mole, because it can only be speaking about a gedoylo. L'alam d'chamokim shenema nairo chosar afilaktana b'mashme. Let us see Tosfos. Olav hochi avamina afiluktana. Without the word nairo, I would think afiluktana b'chsivim emes hoye. Taima lari, ma bekach im kro airi bebas onshin. The posik is speaking about a bas onshin. Mikoma ke motzino lemeima, du hu adin ktana, haktana. The parsha is speaking about two tziyurim. One tziyur he said a lie. So then there's Onshuai Soi. And then there's another tzir that was the truth. So Vashtaitzach, the chelik that's speaking about that it was true that she was Mizanah can only be speaking about when she's a Gedoyla. But the Knas of Meitzi Shemra could be speaking about Maktana also. Who says that the whole Parsha is totally in the tzir of when he's telling the truth? The Torah is telling us two cases when he's telling the truth. The Skalua, Afashtaitzer, is speaking about when she's a Gdaila. But the first half could be speaking about when she's a Ktana also. So they says, I'll prove it to you. The Baal Ktana Miyorosa have Beskila La Rabona Pegdalad Mises. According to the Rabona, these Rabonon who hold Naira means Ktana. Naira Chosa means Ktana. So the din is that what? That the boil gets skila. Afogav dahi parsha de naira morosa bebas onshin ksive. Even though the parsha is speaking about when she's a gedoyla, ksiv besanaro advara shalei tzorko, the posuk says you kill both of them. Afal pikein, the chachamim say the posuk is also speaking about when she's a ktana. When there's a ktana, so it's negated that he gets skila. If she's a gdaila, they both get skila. So, what's the hechrech that the whole parsha is speaking about a gdaila? Because if emesah yadov is speaking about gdaila, the tirez. The hosa mishum de maskina besomoch kan naira. The gemara over there is going, the maskonas ha gemara is, a kol mokim shenema naira chosare, afilu ktana b'mashme. Hilkech mechaivine lei hosa. So Memele, there the Gemara says that Lamaisa bo laktane he'll get skila because the Posik says Naira Chosarei. So the Posik is telling us bo laktane he'll get skila. I mean, so we have enough in the drosha. So even though the Posik is grad speaking about Pashtit, God speaking about when she's a gedoyla, but we have a drosha Naira Chosarei that when she's a ktane he'll get skila. The kula arayis yalfe mino. You learn that all arayis from there, that even though she's a ktane, but the boil will get the doinish, which is kosov. Period. Inami. Now please don't see another teres. Davke b'meitzi shemra svoru loyma doloyma chayev knas umalkis ela begdoilo. That means, not that the Gemara means because the Parsha is speaking about a Gedoyla, so it's a Raya. There's one Prat in the Parsha which is speaking about a Gedoyla, so that means the whole Parsha has to speak about a Gedoyla. No, there's no such cloud, there's no such generality. No. But here, it's Mistava that it is speaking about a Gedoyla. Why? Svoru loyma chayv knas malkus alba Gedoyla. kimen de kro eiri be bas onschen, veloi ba alme, mishum. De moitzi shemra laktane, svoru de potter. The svara is that he should be potter from the knasa moitzi shemra. The pitoi ktana oinesu. Vahave ki moitzi shemra la nairo shenenso. Loi mechayev. So memele, so that's why it's mistava to say. That means, all the time, I don't say that if one prat in the parsha is speaking about a certain case, that the whole parsha has to be speaking about the same case. But here, it's mistava to say that the whole parsha is speaking about the same case. Because if it's only speaking, because it's mistava to say that by Aktane, there's no Moitzi Shemra, because Pitu Iktane Oinesu. Vahavik Moitzi Shemra la Nairo Shenensel lo Mechayev. Now, I had a shtickle ha'ore on this Taisvis. Taisvis is saying as follows. That all the time, a prat of a parsha is not megal on the whole parsha, unless it's mistava. If it's mistava, then you do say this. So Taisvis says over here, that it's mistava to say it's speaking about a gdoila, because if it's a ktane, he says, so piti ktane oines, so just like if a nara was nenso, there's no parsha of Moitzi Shemra, there's no knas of Moitzi Shemra. Which there's no knas over there. So here also there's no knas, because she was nenas. Now, I had a ha'ore, but it seems from, so that's, it's mistabat speaking about a gdoila. But, weist ois, you need a gilui hakro. That means, since a chelik of the parsha speaking about gdoila, so it's mistabat to say, that the whole parsha is speaking about Gdoila, because Aktane is saying that she was Nenso. So, and when you say Anaro, she's Nenso, there's no din of Moitzi Shemra. But that's only with a Gilui Akro. Without a Gilui Akro, I wouldn't say this. That means without a Gilui Akro, I would say that it's speaking about Aktane. Ay, lechayra, what's the difference between a nara? It seems this is a dover poshet. A nara shenenso, why says it's a dover poshet? There's no din moitzi shemra. She was a psula. But he said that someone was manasa, that's a zaytzor shemra, there's no din of zaytzor shemra. He didn't say such a bad thing about her. So pitik tana oine, so why le maisa without a gili akro, even though pitik tana oine su, I would say that there is a chiyuv of Moitzi Shemra. Now because of the gili akro, I say there's no chiyuv of Moitzi Shemra by ktana. That was a shtikalor I had. It could be, I don't know if I'm saying something, but, I saw in Dvar HaMelech from Rav Kreuze soll gesund sein, he has an Hilchus Yisurei Biyim, he wants to verimfer, the Rambam Shita is that if a Ktane was Mezane, she's also Labailo. Ktane was Mezane, she's also Ktane Shezinza Zasur Labailo. And she's a Soite. And the Raivet asks on the Rambam, Pitik Tanoines, so why is she also Labaila Pitik Tanoines? So he wants to say, a Chiddush, he wants to say, Pitik Tanoines, but Ktana Shezinso is Nesra Labaila. Ktana Shezinso is not Oinenis. Why? Because Pitik Tana means as follows. He tried to convince her. If you try to convince a Ktana, she's not strong enough to be mezgaber on the pitoy. So she was maskim. So that what she did, the pula, was like she was forced into it. He's a good salesman, and she's not bekoyach to be mezgaber on his pitoy. So that's called anoynes. But ktana shezinsa means no one was mefata her. She went over to someone and she told them, it's a good idea. That's not called oynes. That's called rotzen, even by a ktana. Without pitoy, without a salesman's talk, it's not called oynes. So memele, so could be that's the suffix in Taisvis. I mean, we're speaking about Moitzi Shemra. Taisvis Tarsus a pitoy ktana oynes. There's a svara to say it's like pitoy ktana, not to differentiate. Who says it was speaking about it was pitoy? Maybe it was without pitoy. Maybe there's no chilik. It's al kaponim. So Taisa, it's mistava. There's no chilik. Maybe, but you need a pasuk for that. Without a pasuk, could be I would differentiate. Avolein loymer the mistava le the davke bebas oinshim nechayev le mishum shabo lohirga the pekama the sanhedrin bishmak the choshishil alas mashmed loy mishum the kagom loktarul mechayev. To say a different svar that Mestavet speaking about a gedoyla because he wanted to kill her, it's not true. The parsha Maitzi Shemra is speaking about if he didn't want to kill her. If there was no asro, if he didn't want to kill her, there's also a parsha of Maitzi Shemra. So that's not a reason to say it's speaking about davka by a gedoyla. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Ha'oimer pitisi es bitoy shel ployni. A person says, I was mafata bitoy shel ployni, mishalim boishes upgam al piatzmoy. He's mishalim boishes upgam. Vein mishalim knas. So the Mishnah is very poshit. He's boishes upgam is momen. Knas is chamishim kesef is knas. We have a klal. Moide b'knas poter. There's no nemonis of eidos baldin by moide b'knas. So ha'ima pitisi is bitei shel ploini. He comes to Bezin. He says pitisi is mishalem boishes of gam al piyatz. Well, faloch of eidos baldin k'me eidim domi. Ve'ein mishalem knas. But he doesn't pay knas. Because moide b'knas, there's no nemonis of eidos baldin by knas. Ha'ayma gonavti, if a person says gonavti, we have a girse, tavachti, or macharti, is mishalem es hakeren. That's momen. Al piyatzmai, ben mishalem tashlumei keifu, tashlumei abo v'chamisha, that's knas. Heimish shoyri es ploini, what if he said that my shoyr amuet killed that person? Oy shoyroi shel ploini, or my shoyr amuet killed the shoyr ploini? Reza Mishalem al piyatzmoy, because that is momen. Heimis shoyri avdoi shel ployni, ein Mishalem al piyatzmoy. There you don't pay al piyatzmoy. Because the shloishim kesef is knas. Zeklal, kol Mishalem yes, amashe hizik, ein Mishalem al piyatzmoy. Zot Rashi, pitisi bigmorem mefarish, amai loitono onasti. Why didn't he say onasti? Ve'einoi mishalim, we'll come back with what Rashi is saying in a minute, but let's go further. Ve'einoi mishalim knas, but bekama navkula moide beknas pota meshashin alikim, prat lamashiye es atzmoy. So he doesn't have an ammonisase to be mechayiv himself. Hei mishayri es ployni ve'einoi chayiv bekoif, areza mishalim al piyatzmoy, kosova kufro momoyne. Now this is a shvera Rashi. Rabbi Kevege asks on this Rashi. There's a shal in the Gemara of kufra mamoina kufra kapore. But however I learn pshad, if it's mamoina or kapore, it's not a knas. So it's if I hold kufra kapore, it's also nemon al piyatzmoy. So this is a shvera Rashi. I mean, who holds kufra knoso? Kasova kufra mamoina would seem that there's a machlekes kufra mamoina kufra kapore. So in both cases, it's momen. Avdi shaploini v'reini chayiv shloishim sela. Eine Mischalm, der Knastnino, Schäfelein Joffe, Dina, Neusen, Schleusch. Willisni, Onasti. So der Gemorre asks, let it say in der Mischna, Onasti. So der Gemorre, loi mi boi, koma. Loi mi boi, Onasti, de loi kapogimlo, de Mischalm boi, Schäfelein, we can have a mirdike Gemorre over here. The Gemara says like this, Onasti is poshit that you pay knas. You pay boishes of a gam. Loimi boy Onasti loika pogim lo, that means he's not being pogim hashem. That means he's not saying anything bad about her. He did a navle, he's a shegetz, he was mahanis apsula. But she's a tzadekis. The Mishalim Boishes of Begam al Piyatzma. So then, Pashtetzach, you pay Boishes of Begam. Avo Pitisi, the Kapogim law, when he says Pitisi, so he's saying that Pitisi, he's not only speaking about himself, that he's not a tzaddik. He's saying that she's the same not tzaddik as either. In other words, she was Mizana with me. That's what he's saying. The Kapogim law. Ema loy mishalom al piyatzmoy. So I would think you shouldn't pay al piyatzmoy. But we'll go with the sabay mechudish tiki gemore. It's kamash melon that even though he's pogim lo, you still mishalom al piyatzmoy. And now the gemore says, mas nisen de loy ki haitana. And this is taka a debatable shayla. Mas nisen de loy ki haitana. The sanya rabbi shimon ben yehuda ema mishim rab shimon. Af boishes upagam ain't a mishalom al piyatzma. You talk, you don't pay boishes upagam al piyatzma. By mefate. Loi kolimeno sheyivka im bitay shal ploini. You should be poigam, I'll say that she was mizane. Omalei raf popel abaye nichelo ledido mai. What if she says, I'm mevate. Let him pay the money. Ich kell nicht wegen my COVID, I don't care wegen my shame. Nechel ole di do mai. So the Gemara Sabai answered, Hen dumbele nechel e lo vi, she wants. She's a nice wolf also, but the father doesn't want that this should be nischazik, that his daughter was mezane. In fact, the Gemara, nechel e lo vi a mai, what if the father wants also? We're talking about money over here. I mean, when... comes to money, I mean, then COVID is COVID, but that doesn't come to money. So nechlo lavia mai, dumele nechlo levnei mishpoche. But this is a bizoin to the bnei mishpoche. They have the cousin, the niece was mezane. So the Gemara says nechlo levnei mishpoche mai. They also ask him, let's just get the money out of him. We can make a census of the whole world. There's a fifth cousin over there that if it'll become this varer that she was mezane, that's bezyanes. Now we have a very mechudish tiki gemara, but let's first see Rashi to understand the teichvert of the gemara. The loy pogim lo. Ein laz shel anusa godol kelaz shel mafuta. This is not such a big laz. V'kiven the laf pagam di lohu. It's not any pagam of hers. Memnina lei. Now we believe him. Lemishkal minei boishes upagam alpi. We believe him. I mean, he's only dirtying himself. He's not saying anything bad about her. It's memelita. We believe him. We take boishes upagam. But if he said Pitisi Emolainehemne, we won't believe him. Laharzik es halas, to be master such a las that she's a mafute. Loikolaimenu she yitzele las mizane beir. That means she's gonna get ashamed that she's a mizane. So the Gmoyes Nechalola di do loses es halas, kedeli staker a momin, she's maskim. Lenechalov name is poche. Ubezdin ein aleihem lasseis dova laharzik boishosom. Bezdin has no right to be machzik, to accept, to be mekayim, something which will be the lahachzik by shosam, which will embarrass the mishpach. Now, this is a very difficult gemara. A modna mice over here. That means we're talking about, he's, Boishas of Kama's moment. Zaklal Eidos Baldin Kimeya Eidim Domi. And he comes to Bezin, and he's made the finish, he's made them Bezin, the Eidos Baldin. And the Mishnah saying, Yechidish, and Rav Shimon knows Lofi Yemes, we don't believe him. You don't have to pay. You don't have to pay. There's no Eidim, you don't have to pay. Why? Because by believing you, it's a bizyonis for her. I mean, where do we find such a thing? I saw Nayelis HaShacha, Nayelis HaShacha wants to say, you know where we find such a thing? Eidos Baldin B'mokim Shachav L'Acherim Ezeinin Emon. I says, the halacha of Eidos Baldin, that he has an emonis, is dafke if it's only negeya him and his wallet. So then we believe him. But here, to believe you that you are mafatahar. So to believe this statement, and Bezdin will accept the statement. You owe boishes of gam because you are mafatah. That's the statement. So memele. So this is chavlacherem. This is chavlacherem. That's what the Yelis HaShacha wants to say. So he asks Akasha. So what's the svar of the Tan of our Mishnah? If it's the algemeine din. No, he says it noch ein volt. Like this, we have a klal. Hidos b'dim b'mokim shachav lacherem. You're not nemo legabi lacherem, and you're nemo legabi atzmoi. That means, let's say, for as follows. Let's say there's a malve, and the malve is a shtar, and the malve says, it's a shtar amune, it's a apostle shtar, he never borrowed any money from me, it's a shtar amune. So, legabi himself, he's nemon, but if he has a bal choiv, and he wants the mon from the shtar out shibuddha darab nosan, you're not nemon to say it's a shtar amune, you said shtar amune. So whatever negeya lacherim, you don't have the money. So whatever negeya for zich, lacherim is eidos baldin. But over here, the whole eidos baldin is only, the only chiyuv is if you're stepping on her toes. If you're fashmutzing her, you're saying she was a mezane. There's no nemonis of eidos baldin. But the rabbonon, so it's a set up, it's a good svore. I swear, the Rabbanan and our Mishnah don't hold like that. They say that he is Neman. So they hold the Afim Loine Chayvoy Yesh Kvar Hapgam. Lachain Efshe Lachayvoy. That means that when he came into Bezdin and he said I was Mefata Ho, that's enough already. For a Shidduch, forget about it. And so Bemele, so good, so Bezdin wasn't Mechayiv him, but already, that's all you have to hear. A person said in Bezin he was Mefata, and some Mela, so she's Nifgam already. Some Mela by Bezin will accept her Hidor. It doesn't make too much of a chilik. That's what he wants to say. Now, I had a shtikel ha'ore. There's a Ritva in Malkis af Gimel Amid Aleph. The Ritva asks, we have here in our Mishnah, Gonafti. A person says Gonafti. Mishalim Nesakeren Alpiyatz, maybe in the Mishalim Tashlumei Keif. So the Ritva asks, Akasha, Aich Nemon Alatzmin, in Oda Meisim Atzmei Rosh. A person comes to Bez, the Gonafti, in Oda Meisim Atzmei Rosh. I mean, how could I hear that you did a Meisim Resha? So the Ritva says, To Hoche, Dahi bechiv shebegufoy bilchut. And the chiv shebegufoy, that you manish him, in other meisimats merosh. Avo bemomoin, palginen dibure, we say palginen dibure, ke oimer, gonavti, shemishalim keren, שראיוצא מדבורב שמוידה שיש לחבר המומן אצלוי. So the Ritvan Dav Gimel Lamakas seems to be saying that when a person says, I stole $100, so Besen hears two things from him. You owe him $100 because you stole. I hear. Now, the second thing, the reason you're giving, I can't accept that. I know the Mesa Matzmei Roshe, so. But I hear you owe $100. So Pagin in the Bure is L'chayre, we hear from him, but he's saying he owes money. Forget about it. You have to know the reason. He does money. He says he owes money. Faltic. So, Mamil, that's why he pays. So, lechayre. So, when a person says ganavti, he's fashmutzing himself. Another meisam atzmei roshe. Afal piken, we say palgin in dibure. So, why over here don't we say the same thing? He's saying. He was mafataha, and he owes so in other words, let's say the same thing. He's saying I owe her the boishes of begam comes out of chveisa $50. I owe her $50 because it was mafataha. Now mafataha, we can't hear. He's poigama. I don't hear that. But $50, listen, $50. I hear. Why didn't you say here palgin and dibure? That it could be, here doesn't help Pagin in Dibure. I mean, if we're talking about, it could be in the Haloch, even other Meisam Atzmei Roshe, that's a din in the Monis. In the Monis, a person doesn't have the Monis, Lohosim Atzmei Roshe. So the Ritva says, so you won't believe him. So you won't believe what he says, he owes money, you won't believe him, so you won't believe him. So that's, today you can say Pagin in Dibure. Here there's another Chesaron. If this mice, Bezen will be mechayiv him, she's buried already. You'll say, Lomdis pagin in dibure. Lomdis won't help to find a shidduch for her. That means if le mice, he said this in Bezen, and Bezen says pay $50, and the Lomdis Bezen, she's a bagobner shayin. He said in Bezen he was mefata and finished, and so the Pagam, I don't think, Lomdis can't be Mesa the Pagam. Lomdis can only say, I don't have to believe what you said. So Memele, so yes, I don't believe it. Lagabi, your Chiyuv, it is not necessary for me to believe this. You're telling me two statements. You're telling me Ploini Ravani and Lirtzaini. You're telling me that Yana was a Rebbe. Then you're telling me that you were Merutz. That I don't have to believe. So Memele, that's in Hilchis Nemonis is Alocha Pagin and Dibure. So whatever could be believed, we believe. Whatever can be believed, we don't believe. Finished. So that's the function of Bezdin is so Bezdin can pass, we can kill the Reveya.
Let us see Taisvis. Velisni Onasti. Now this is a Shekelcha Taisvis. Navechidish Tvei Depota. Afolgav the moide she'osa pritzos. Now let me just explain what Taisvis is saying. Then we'll explain what Shveran Taisvis. But before we say what Taisvis is saying, let me just say what the Shita says that Rashi did not learn like Taisvis. The Mishnah says potisi. And the Gemara says, let it say onasti. Let it say onasti. Now, the kasha is, I'll say onasti, yes, why didn't say pati? What's the kasha? We have to understand what the kasha is. The Gemara says the patis is a big chiddush, but that's the teretz. We're up to the kasha. What's the kasha? Well, what's onasti better than patisi? So the Shita Mekabetza says that Rashi, and that's he wants to say Rashi in the Mishnah, Bigmorim aforish amai leitona anasti. Why didn't he say anasti also? That's how he learns Pratan Rashi. Why did he say potisi? Bosi albite shalploini. Bein beoines, bein bepita. Why do you have to say a specific case? You're telling me that he's chayiv boishes of gam, and he's potter from knas. Why did you say a certain case? Say bosi albite shalploini. He's potter from, and it means, say oinis and say mefata. Amai loitono anasti, also, that's how the Shita says, Pshat and Rashi.
Tosfos did not learn that that's pshat in the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara asked, why didn't he say onasti? So now we have to rack our brains that Vaistos onasti is a bigger chiddush than potisi. So what's the bigger chiddush of onasti? So Tosfos says that the chiddush tveit is a bigger chiddush. The potter, that is potter from knas, Avogav the Moidish Osa Pritzes, even though he's Moidish Osa Pritzes. So, I saw in Birchas Avrom, he asked the Kasha, but really I saw Kemat Tashita as the same Kasha and Taisvus. He has two Kashas. He says, Taisvus learned that Nasi is the Chiddush in Tashlume Knas. That is Potter. Why, what's the Chiddush? He's a Poritz. And he's still Potter. So first of all, this is a Kasha. Listen, the Kdinda Moidib Knas is Potter. This is a posik, asher yeshin lelekim prat l'mashiyas atzmoy. Moide b'knas as potter. So if he's a poritz, and Naganev is not a shaygitz, he's also a shaygitz. I mean, he's a poritz, a bigger shaygitz. He's some male, this is a chiddush, a poritz should be chayiv. I mean, what kind of din is this? It's a klam, moide b'knas as potter. So what kind of habam in it? This is a chiddush, even he's a poritz, he's also a potter. And then fakert, if he's a poritz, he's a bigger shaygitz, so that is as far as I think I shouldn't believe him, and not the Mesa Matzmerosha. Fakert, the bigger the Avla is. When he's saying PTC, so listen, it was a two-sided affair. I mean, she wanted also. We came to a mutual agreement, so the Mela, I'm not, but here, the Mistach, Taka Rosha, Taka Noisvo. So then there's a cloud, not the Mesa Matzmerosha, so, Tzaitzich shouldn't believe you. So that's Akash and Tosfos. And the Yaivitz Tainus, he says, Fakir, the other way around would be good. Velisni onasti da vechidish tvei dechayet. Oh, that's a chidish, because there's a svone vodem esamatz meirosha. That's Pshat. He says, if Tosfos would say dechayet, so then it would be good. They didn't understand Tosfos. He says, the potter doesn't understand Tosfos. Okay, I mean, a problem. But all of them say potter, the Taisa Rosh, the Taisa Rash, but they all say potter, so it's not a grais, it's potter. Taisa's, the sheet also have this kiss. Rab Shimon, we have to understand Taisa. Rab Shimon ben Yudo Ima, af boishes of gam, einim mishalom al piyatsme. Oimari, the ikoi Rab Shimon ben Yudo, masnisen dohoche, if Rab Shimon is going on our Mishneh, Ho de mashme bereish nare le kamon, tel Rab Shimon iko tova boishes obgam, mechayiv lei kolb mishvue. The Gemara says as follows. If, let's see, the father was teveya boishes obgam from a mama anis, and he swore that I never was ma'anis your daughter, and later he was moide that he was ma'anis. So Rab Shimon says Yechayev Akol B'Mishvue. So Lechayre Tais means to ask. The whole Chiyev of Kol B'Mishvue makes sense if because of his Kfire he's Potter. You should have been Moide and you were Kaifa. So Mamela, then there's a Chiyev of Kol B'Mishvue. But Rab Shimon knows that Feliz Moide is also Potter. Because that's what Rab Shimon says over here. Rab Shimon says that his maid is also potter because he's poigema. So memele. So what's pshat? So why is he chayav a kol b'mishvue? Not the kvire potter him. Evidently, his maid is also potter. So Taisa says the osam tovei ha'ov tchila. They're speaking about that the ov was teveya him. The father took him to Bezdin. Now the father took him to Bezdin and said, "Bifnei am veide, you are ma'anis my daughter. Rabbi Yehuda wants some money." Ben shachloi melav kolay mena. This she zicha b'grobin neshayin. If the father took him to Bezdin, the father says that he was ma'anis. So memele k'dekom ma'hoche. Ben tzorch loy me de trei tanoi libi darab shimin. You don't have to say trei tanoi libi darab shimin. Now let's jump to the end of Taisvis. Umiyu, ikoi rab Shimon amas nisen de shvu is the meis lekama bereish nare al kocha treit on libid Rav Shimon seems they're speaking about what other tevei. Why do I so by mail then we have to say treit on libid Rav Shimon. Why do I merajbe dahid lekama ikaluk me bebaskeirim. We can make an akimt over there and we'll solve all our problems. So speaking about a baskeirim, that means there's no mishpoche, there's only she and her father, v'neichel ola dido, ola vied, l'kamei medumi kechad memedinis hayom d'lei neichelei. So then we, okay, that means if the only thing is a problem, we can make an akimte. That there's only two people involved who are muchan and mezumen to be mevater, they're covered because of the mominess they could get.
That
wherever he pays more than the hezek was. So if So the mazik has a market value of $100,000. And the nizik had a market value of $50,000. So he's paying eistis yoisim ma'ashe hizik. Lechoshev yoisim ma'ashe hizik. Afo pi shepa'omim shova mazik yoisim in hizik. Bepidyin nafsho hu noisin. That means Tais was saying, if you hold the main mazik, it's ichi kufre kapore. So it's kufre kapore, so he's not paying for the hezek, he's paying for, so I don't know, I want to be paid the nafshay, kol asha Elohi itim bad nafshay. So memele, so this is not called, I'm paying more than I did to you. I'm paying, there was a shvichas domim, and he's chay misabidei shemaim, so he's paid the nafshay. Zog the gemore weiter. Itma.
That
what a shir tam pays chatzinezik. Rapopo ma palganiske ma moine. Rafuna bereide rapshua ma palganiske knosa. Rapopo ma palganiske ma moine. Kasovar stam shvorim lav becheske shimokaime. Rapopo holds stam shvorim are not becheske shimokaime. That means a person should never expect that his shoyer will take care of himself. His shoyer is well behaved, never gets angry, doesn't have a temper. There's no such thing. Stam shvom lav becheska shimokaim. They're not shomo. There's no guarantee that they can get angry and be mazik.
Ubedinu, the Mishalim Kulei.
So really, he should pay Nezek Shalom. That means, so what did you rely on? Chofetz Chaim in the old gives a moshul that there was a balagola, that he was driving the gola. He was very tired and the horse was doing very good. So he decided to fall asleep. Now he's fall asleep. So the horse has no one to guide him. So the horse went off the derech and they fell over a cliff. I mean, you can't rely on a horse. So mameli, you can't rely on the midas toivis of a shoyer. Stam shvorim lav becheske shimakaim. So mameli, you have to be mesim leiv. That, to watch your shoyer. You can't ignore your shoyer. So memele, now if it was mazik, so you have to pay. Ubedin hu the mishalim kula. You really should pay the zik sholem. Varachmonu hu dechayis ilave dekati loy iyayit ture. But the Torah had rachmonis on him dekati loy iyayit ture because the shir didn't become a mu'ud. Now let me just say one vote, and what happens when the shir becomes a mu'ud? Then we don't have any more rachmonis on him. So what's pshat? So pshat is, the Nachlas David says in Baba Kame, he said, according to Rav Pope, stam shvorim lav becheska shimokaim. That means they're not shomo. Doesn't mean they're vild, but they're not shomo. A muid is stam muid becheska slav shimokaim. It's not, you can expect it. This pshat is, by a tam pshat is, don't rely that it's shamu. But it could occur, so you should have been aware of it, but not that I, that it's a dover rogel, it's becheskes lav shimo. But when he's miyayid, then it's lechos rachmona, already then you have to pay nezek shalom. That is what Rav Popper says. Avun b'redev shua ma pal geniske knosa, kasova stam shvorem becheskes shimo kaimi, stam shvorem ar becheskes shimo. Ubedinu deloyle shalim klal. So really, he's potter. He could have realized. He could have been samech on the good midas of the shoyer that will never get angry. Rachmano u de konseki heichad de ninterei leture. The Torah put a knas on him to be moisef shmira al shmirosai. That means he wanted to give him an incentive to make a shmira. So memele. So that's the incentive. If it's mazik, you'll have to pay for it. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Palganiske shechayva teire sheyotam. Bomoine, mishal mal piyatzmoy. La becheskeshim mekayme. Im lo yishmerum bailem shelo yaziko, if there won't be a shmir of the bailem, einom becheskas mishtamrim me aleihem shelo yaziko. Elo mazike. They can make a hezek, which is not the normal tivius of a shoyer. You don't know what to expect from them. Hilkach al morayu romye linturinu. So therefore, the bailim has to watch it. Vizeshloi shomroi bedinu de leshalim kulei. If he wasn't shomer. So he should pay the whole thing. Al dachmona chosalei mi masha mishalim bedim mishalim. And the old Ravun Brad Yishu says, "Kehechad nintirei sheyosef shmiro al shmirose." Zok the Gemara weiter. Simin hezek ma behimis klal. Ma hanizek bahamazek betashlumim. It says in the Mishnah. That a nizik and a mazik are mishtatef in the tashlumim. That means that both of them share the cost of the hezik. So the Gemara understood. So bishlam elamando mepalgenis kemamoyne haynu the shaykh nizik betashlumim. That means really he should have been paid completely. But he shares also the oschos rachmone al. And I was chos rachmon and the baal asher, and he's suffering from this chos. But al kaponim, that's it. Elo leman diyoma pal geniske knoso. So I said anizik betashlumim a nebuch. He's hashted the lab di day koshoko betashlumim. He's getting money with a kumtem garnished. He doesn't deserve anything. She called this a bit of shlumin. Lenitzrael alapchas nevela. Now, this is speaking about, we're not speaking about chatzinez. We're speaking about the din of pchas nevela. The halacha is that, the pchas nevela, mishas ahezek, atshas hamode bedin, the halacha is that the nizik has to, suffer this loss. That means, let's say you had a shoyer that was worth $100. Now after the hezek, it's dead. It's worth $50. Now b'shas hamode bedin, it's worth if nothing was done with the shoyer, if the nizik went right away and started looking for people who are interested in the velas, and also could sell it for $50. If he wasn't such a zoriz, so lemaise, by the time it comes to Bezin, the share is now worth $10 because Nevela decreases in price very quickly. So Memela, so this hefsid of Pchas Nevela, Mishas Hezek, Atshas Hamod Bedin, this hefsid he suffers. So we're speaking about Pchas Nevela. Fregt the Gemara, Tanina Tashlumei Nezek. There's another Mishnah that says. You have to pay tashlumei nezek. Melamet shabayla metapum nevela. So Gemara says, Chode betam v'chode bemut. With the two Mishnayos are telling us two distinct halachas. One by a tam, there's a din of pchas nevel and nizik, and one by a mut. It's rich, di ashmin in tam, b'shem dakati lo yayay, some emele. So that is why the mazik is not mechuyiv to pay for the pchas nevel. Avamud di yayiv, aim aloy. So let the mazik pay for the pchas nevel. Since he's paying the whole hezek, so that's why he doesn't have to pay for the b'chas nevela. Aval tam ein maloi tzricha. Zogt Rashi. Tznai b'bobe kama. Nizek amazik b'tashlumim. Shnei mafsidim b'dova. Salke daitech d'hochi kama. Tavayu motilu bai pseide. That each one is being soivel a chelik of the hefsed, the nizik mafsed palga, mazik palga. Haine the shech nizik getashlumi, the mafsed palga be mamoine. The lavdi de shokul, the mashen leitel bechinam leitel, yel palga niske knose, tashlumi misse bitmi, a leitoch. Le nitzra elo bchasna bay, lo di toni nizik getashlumi, lav be palga de koshovik. I'm not speaking about the half that he doesn't pay. Elabu palge niske nami de zochi le rachmane. De palge niske that he zoiche. Mavsit kol pchas she pichsa nevela midamer mishas misa at shas hamoda bedin. She shomen as nevela kamo yofa hasher bechayo. We appraise the value of the shir, how much it was worth when it was alive. Ve kamo hoisa nevela yofa mishas misa. And that's the hezek. Mishalom achatzi, that's the hezek. Avamasha huzlud may nevela mishas misa chas mechire ein hamazik mishalom klumba isay pchas. Doesn't it? But kam yalafel mikoy vashminay tam pchas nevela din izikave. Tashvus gemosas, we know this, tashlumi nezik mlam shabayla metapum nevela tanda de braise dorish lishne de masnisen. This number baba kam mishalom tashlumi nezik bemeita vaoritz. Betona alo bebraise da hay de noket tanda masisen tashlume nezik letona mishalem esa nezik lashminen also shan nizik neitel es nevelos metapulbo that he has to take the nevel metapulbo amoicha va mazik mashmo leo mashe chiyavte toirem tam chatsi vimuot akul vetarti lomele le rebi le mistam bemasnisen. The Bailim Metaplim Benevela. So the Mos says one is by Tama, one is by Mood. By the by Mood, the Kamishalim Kule, Vidaye Bev Sidze. So that's why it says these two. Let us see Taisvis. Lenisra Lepchas Nevela. Afal Gav, the Lav Di Dei Shoko. So Taisvis asks, so it's still Shvel. The what's shot the nizik is being soivel and the chatzin, not the other half, but in the hezek gufe he doesn't know him anything if he'll pagan his kiknose. Become what can keep the zochi le rabon the chatzin nizik chashvin le betashlumim mashe pos pichso anevela. Period. So Taisim means to say like this. That means, fine, he doesn't deserve it for the hezek, but now that the Torah said that he owes him chatzi nezek, so in this chatzi nezek, we should al kaponim bishom the nezek, what it is, b'shas amod bedin. And he said, no, in this chatzi nezek gufa, we only shom b'shas misa. V'hoch l'shaych l'mei mekarne de turach kvira beker minim amnir b'seifei, Tosam badai shloi nere gasher shaych loi mochi den lelim kashere bishvil kein shesove sheyash biach aboloch miyak shneg yesh lo mochi shidua shetipoche sanabela betasriach. The Gemara says as follows over there. The din is what happens if Reuven Sheir is mazik Shimon Sheir. So now, b'shas, let us say, b'shas, the hezek, the Yiddisher, Shimon Sheir was worth $200. B'shas the hezek, it became worth $100. Fine. Now, b'shas hamod bedin became worth $50. That means it was decreasing in value because of the hezek. So the Gemara says that the mazik has to pay $150. You have to pay $150. That means so here we shats up the hezek b'shas hamod bedin. So the Mazik says, what do you mean? When my share was Mazik you, it was worth $100. So he says, Kalma de Turek Kvirebe. Why is it still sick now? Why did it depreciate? The Zets is still working. The Zets is still working. That's why it's now worth $50. So, Frektach Toisve, so why didn't you say Kalma de Turek Kvirebe by the Nevela also? That means B'shas me said the Nevela is worth $100. Now it's worth $50. Now why it's worth $50? Also Kalma de Turek Kvirebe. It's because since your share killed my share, so that's why it's depreciating Keseda. You're the reason of everything. So Taisva says there's a difference if the behemoth died, if the behemoth is alive. If the behemoth died, what do you expect? Can't hear some amazing bet nizayin on the share. So Mamela, so sell it. So you had a breira to sell it. You had a breira to avoid this hefset. You had a breira to avoid this hefset. So Mamela, so if an hefset did occur, so Memela, so you suffer, the Nizik suffers. Mashain came by Nizik, and I'm a chuyif to sell the share because it got Nizik. I took it to a veterinarian. I hoped it would get better. Lamaisa got worse. But there's no chiv on me to sell my share that's Nizik. So I can keep it. So now Lamaisa, it got worse. So you're the Sibit.